Love Talk Radio.
My love is in your eyes. A look in your smile can guide. My love, it brings me so much more than your words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hold you, you feel my arms around.
I knew
Just an ordinary day. Because I feel you. I never knew. And life really rainbows as I learned the secret of the miracle that love can do. To moment with you.
I love you, Deborah. Tell me that you are my own. The dust of your hand is like heaven. Oh, heaven that I have never known. The blood on your cheek, whenever I see, tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart.
Well, till that morning,
with Daddy and Mommy.
Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. We are still live on Tribe Family Channel. And I know for anyone whose ears has the honor of hearing Dr. Joseph Jackson Jr. may think that they were listening to the late, great Nat King Cole, but I am here to tell you differently. That was the fifth tenor, Joseph Jackson, out of California. Mr. Jackson, do you have a few minutes for an interview?
Yes.
Well, just for our listening pleasure, let me clarify that you are Dr. Joseph Jackson, Jr., the leader of the Tougaloo Nine, led, trained, and mentored by the late, great Megger Wiley Evers. You are also known as the fifth tenor. a Renaissance man, a master oracle, and recently you were bestowed your honorary doctorate from Tougaloo College, the very one that you attended when on March 27th, 1961, you and your 8 colleagues breached the entrance of the whites-only Jim Crow Library, downtown Jackson, Mississippi. Your singing is phenomenal. You are widely known not only as the leader of the Tougaloo Nine, but you have a long lineage in your family. 6 children, is that correct?
6 grandchildren.
3 children, 6 grandchildren.
3 children, 3 children. 6 grandchildren, and 17 great-grands.
So, indeed.
No siblings. No siblings.
Out of one man, such a long legacy. I like to tease him and call him Abraham's seeds because he is an only child. Dr. Jackson, your voice is phenomenal, and I do recall that your classical training comes from being the protege of the great Mario Lanza and the great Caruso and the likes of those whose voice you have often been mistaken as, like Jackie Wilson, and like I said, Nat King Cole. But let me ask you, when did you come into this crooning love stance, if you will? Because I know the classical singing, and that evokes a lot of Italian songs and love and what have you, but this is something like a different tone and rhythm aside from the classical Mario Lanza style. So tell me, when did this style develop, or was it always there?
It was always there. I began listening to Nat King Cole about the same time that really I began listening to Mario Lanza, because my original genre of music growing up in Memphis was jazz and popular music. And in jazz, I often listened to, in terms of the vocals, primarily Nat King Cole, popular music with Johnny Mathis, Arthur Prysock, Billy Eckstine, and then also having listened to Jackie Wilson singing in a classical type of a voice. The song was Night. But primarily, I began singing popular songs, listening to John Gary, Frank Sinatra. But for the most part, Nat King Cole was my favorite balladeer. And then in 2003, a white jazz musician heard me singing the ballad Time After Time at Nordstrom's department store in Costa Mesa, California. And he said, did I know who my phrasing was like? And I told him, no, I don't. And he said, your phrasing and your style of singing is like Johnny Hartman, the late, great Johnny Hartman. I had never heard of Johnny Hartman. And so he gave me the title of a CD titled Hartman for Training. But the reason that the title of the CD was Hartman for Train in 1963, John Coltrane recorded a LP recording of ballads, and the title of the album is John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. That became one of the landmark John Coltrane albums of that particular year. And Johnny Hartman was the only vocalist that has ever recorded with John Coltrane.
Wow.
And John Coltrane said the reason why he wanted to record Johnny Hartman's voice was because of the quality of his baritone voice and his great interpretations of nothing but love ballads. And so in 2003, that is when I decided that I would return back to my southern roots with regards to jazz and popular music and also R&B. But primarily, I always admired, Nat King Cole and some of the others that I've previously mentioned. But in 2003, when this white jazz musician introduced me to Johnny Hartman, that was when I began focusing more on singing ballads as opposed to singing classical and semi classical music in the bel canto style of Mario Lanza. But I'm glad that I began singing along with Mario Lanza because of the singing technique of the Italian tenor, and that is singing full voiced, hitting the high notes, and being able to utilize the diaphragm in singing to support the voice as opposed to just singing straight from the throat. So with that combination of musicality, that is just what you heard.
I felt as though I were in an upscale jazz club, sitting at my exclusive, diner table, and I could just feel the essence of the room, the grand piano with the lamp on it, and you sashaying and singing to the crowd as the pianist plays. Where have you played in your life as far as, like you were saying, Nordstrom's? And I know that you and your grandson actually did a song together that is phenomenal, and it speaks to the activism in you. You sound like Marvin Gaye on that tune. So your range is that of a Renaissance man. And I'll tell you, I don't know how anyone could let you get through these many years without, dragging you off to the studio, especially being in California, in Los Angeles. I don't know why, but, God has his direction and our steps are ordered. And so I'm just very blessed to witness this level of excellence, artistry, and your voice is just silky smooth. So tell us in terms of the studio and other times that you've recorded or performed.
Well, primarily I performed really for Christmas benefits, special benefits at churches. Since my focus was primarily by me being in the ministry, that was really my calling. But I also used the gift of voice in those venues. When I was about, I would say, 18 or 19, I was a member of the Teen Town Singers in Memphis under the direction of A.C. Muha Williams, who was a biology teacher at Manassas High School, but he also was a disc jockey for the only black radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, WDIA. And I was featured doing the solo of the song "You're a Thousand Miles Away." And I received many postcards from the young ladies around town. And also, when I was a junior, I was heard by Willie Mitchell, who later became the manager of Al Green. Willie Mitchell was a trumpeter. He played trumpet, and he, on weekends, Fridays and Saturday nights, he played at the Plantation Inn there in Arkansas, little city across the bridge, Arkansas, Mississippi Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a junior in high school, and on the shows would begin until we'll begin at 9 and end around about 2 a.m. And I was featured singing ballads there with his band.
Oh, wow.
And so I could have really, matter of fact, I made a record there by a producer in Costa Mesa. But I had to put up most of the funds, which I was unable to do at that time. But I recorded there for him in Costa Mesa. I also performed in the Mid-South Fair Talent Contest in Memphis, Tennessee. I sang "Come to the Fair." And I think I won second prize.
Oh, wow.
And when I came to California there in 68, there were some real estate developers who sponsored me at the Melody Land talent show there in Disneyland. It's no longer there now, but yeah, I performed at Melodyland. I performed at the Melrose Abbey. And so I could have had the opportunity to become a recording artist if really that was my really passion or my desire to do so. But I'm a minister first, and I utilize the gift of voice to bring joy and happiness to people doing whenever I'm singing at musical events.
So beautiful, so beautiful. Well, like you said, you certainly could have. You have just given us an illustrious tour of your musical prowess. And Willie Green also played with Freddie Hubbard, of which I am familiar. Of course, Al Green is a favorite also. But now, Dr. Joseph Jackson Jr., I am just amazed at your different travels musically, all of these different performances that I didn't know about. So let me ask you one last question. I want to say it's the last one. I would like to know, where do you feel your performance made the greatest impact on the audience, especially being a minister first?
Especially what?
Especially by you being a minister first. I know that you have performed at weddings and different events. So where do you feel you made the greatest impact on your audience, being the fact that you are a minister? Some people get so touched that you can see them physically cry, or they may come up to you and say, you know, that song really touched me. And so really trying to dial down into the ministry side where your singing has touched some folk out there. And do you remember the most memorable time?
Well, the most memorable time, as a matter of fact, it was two occasions. When Mr. Rip Rentz, who was connected to the Lanza family, and knowing about Lanza really being my musical idol, and he heard me sing when I visited him on Thanksgiving, I think it was 1995. And this particular night, it was around December of 1995, and the phone rang at my home in Buena Park. My wife answered the phone, and then she said, Colleen Lanza was on the phone. Colleen Lanza is Mario Lanza's oldest daughter.
Wow.
And I answered the phone, and she said, this is Colleen Lanza. So I told her, would she mind listening to me sing, excuse me, the one of the favorite songs by her father. The song was titled Guardian Angels. And she said no, she would really enjoy hearing me sing the song along with her father. Well, in doing so, at the end of the song, Colleen Lanza said that, how is it that you can compete with my father singing and the three tenors can't? The three tenors meaning Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and Jose Carreras, who were giving concert here in Los Angeles at that particular time. She said that her father sang the song Guardian Angels to her other three siblings whenever he was home and was putting them to bed.
Wow.
The other impact that I had was June the 22nd, 1996. And Rip Rents and his brother Jeff Rents were honoring Mario Lanza, the late Mario Lanza, there at the Italian restaurant in West Los Angeles. The restaurant's name was Gio Franco. And Charles Gavoyan, the featured tenor in the Mario Lanza story at the Beverly Hills Playhouse, performed about five songs from the play. When I saw Mario Lanza on the big screen and Lanza began singing one of the arias from Fedora.
Wow.
I just impulsively jumped up from my table and sang that aria along with Lanza. And this was the first time that a predominantly white audience, I was the only person of color in that restaurant. And when I finished singing that aria, the title of the aria was Amor Ti Vieta from the opera Fedora. When I finished singing, the audience were electrified.
Wow.
And the performer in the Mario Lanza story at the Beverly Hills Playhouse asked me, this is a Friday night, he came up and he asked me, I told him that I was invited on Saturday, June the 22nd, that Friday night was the 21st, but I came back the Saturday night and I met Carlene Lanza, and she gave me her autograph. But before I left on Friday night, Mr. Charles Gavoyan asked me, you will not be singing, will you? Because when I finished singing, I looked over at the table where Mr. Gavoyan was sitting, and he had his head down on the table. So those were two musical.
Oh, wow. You know, well, I don't blame anybody. I'd be put to shame trying to follow such a class act as yours, Dr. Joseph Jackson Jr., a.k.a. the fifth tenor. It has been an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to hear this dialogue and to just really get the history and the gist of where it all began. So thank you so much. It is a true honor to have this recording. God bless you and keep you always.
My pleasure.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family Channel.